Welcome back to the program. It's AMPM Sports, ESPN1005.com. I am Aaron Moret. Thanks for joining us here today as we talk about the Super Bowl. 43-8 is the final score. The Denver Broncos, thoroughly, no matter what Peyton Manning says about his performance or about the performance of his team, the Broncos thoroughly embarrassed by the Seahawks in the biggest stage in all of sport, 43-8. Peyton has a bad day. There is one stat that cements both Peyton Manning and Brett Favre together, and it leads to somewhat of an interesting question to me. Brett Favre and Peyton Manning are the only two quarterbacks in NFL history to lose 12 playoff games. My question becomes this: does it make them bad that they've lost so many playoff games, or does it make them good that they were in that many? To me, it's kind of a horse apiece. I mean, because Brett Favre, I think in some way, is the same as Peyton, though I don't think Brett Favre really folded necessarily under the pressure. Both of them put up outstanding numbers, and if Peyton Manning decides to continue playing for a few more years, he could very well break most of Favre's records, if not all of them. But Favre has all the regular season records, and in the playoffs, you lived and died with his arm. Sometimes he throws six interceptions. Sometimes he does something great. That's how Brett Favre loses 12 playoff games. How does Peyton lose 12? Well, he may not have always had the best team around him in Indianapolis, but that's no excuse for losing with Denver last year and this year with pretty good defenses each year. Denver in this game had a more rounded team. Top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, Denver was the better team. But Seattle's defense just came out, and they took it to that offense. That's as simple as you can possibly put it. They came out and they put it to that offense, and Peyton wasn't able to do much of anything. You know, the Super Bowl is so hard to predict. Impossible. Last year, it was the old Ravens that won. The old team. The guys that were over the hill. This year, it's the young Seattle Seahawks. They get it. But the one constant is defense. Over 80% of the time in the Super Bowl, the team with the better defense has won. Now, everyone likes the NFL in the year 2014. They like to see the big passes, the offense that puts up 40 points per game. But what does it really get you at the end of the day? If you don't have the defense, doesn't mean a whole lot. One of the things that people have reminded me of, both on Facebook and on Twitter, in my criticism of Peyton Manning, everyone keeps telling me, well, you have to remember that this is a team game. It's a team game. You know, Peyton's not blocking. Peyton's not dropping the passes. But Peyton, though, I have to say this, and I agree. There's no more of a team sport than in football. But as a quarterback, you can't dig your team into a hole. May not have been his fault that the first snap on offense of that game went for a safety. But when he came back out on the field, he did not perform well. And as the offensive play caller for that team, it was incumbent upon him to find a way to beat this great defense, particularly when he had 2 weeks to prepare. and he was not able to do it. That's the bottom line. That's what it comes down to. And I understand if a guy drops a pass that he throws perfectly, there's nothing you can do about that. But Peyton, as the best player out on that field for either team, and the guy who touches the ball on every play, he plays the most important position in any sport. It's his job not to dig his team a grave. And this is what happened yesterday. Early on, Peyton, with his turnovers, with his lousy passes, he dug a grave for the Denver Broncos. And then, to add on to that, his teammates fell into it. But it starts and ends with your quarterback. You always hear people say, well, the quarterback gets too much of the credit when they win, too much of the blame when they lose. I disagree. I think they deserve every bit of credit when they win. Russell Wilson deserves all the credit in the world, even though he didn't do anything spectacular. Wilson yesterday, 18 out of 25, high completion percentage, just 206 yards. Threw two touchdowns. But the key, no interceptions. So even though he didn't put on any kind of record breaker, he deserves credit for not messing it up. Everything in the NFL, offensively speaking, starts and ends with the quarterback. And I don't care what any of his teammates do. Okay? Look, I know Seattle or Denver dropped a couple of passes. They fumbled a couple. Peyton had nothing to do with it. That's true. But guess what? Were you watching that game last night? Seattle dropped a couple of passes too. But it didn't kill him, because their most important player on the field didn't dig themselves a grave. And I can't think of a more clear way to put it than that. Manning dug a grave, which was his fault, not the fault of his teammates. And then his team fell into it. Even when Peyton made plays, they still messed up. And that's how it goes. Peyton right now has as many rings as Trent Dilfer. Now, clearly, I mean, you'd be insane to say that Peyton's not a better quarterback than Dilfer. But in a bottom line league like the NFL, what's all that matters? The only thing that matters is the Super Bowl. And how many of those rings, how many Lombardi trophies do you have? That is all that matters. That's it. It doesn't matter about records. It doesn't matter how many passing yards, touchdowns you throw. It's about the Super Bowls. Peyton's got as many as Dilfer. Same amount as Favre. And if you start saying and making excuses for Peyton Manning by saying that football is such a team game, you're covering up the poor play of the most important player on the field. Why are we making excuses for the quarterback? It was he who set the tone. Again, on the flip side, Russell Wilson did a great job. He didn't do anything spectacular, but he didn't do anything at all to cost his team. Nothing. And that's basically what it comes down to. But Peyton Manning and Brett Favre, give you that stat again that we started out with. Both have 12 playoff losses. That is the most ever. Is it good that they have made it that many times? Or is it a negative that they've lost that many in the big games? Because that means that they've gotten there and had no trouble getting to that many playoff games. Clearly, if you're there that consistently. But then to lose that many, how can you win so many games in the regular season and then lose in the playoffs? That is the question. A question that I posed on my sports Facebook page, facebook.com/AaronMurett, M-E-U-R-E-T-T. The best quarterback in the history of the NFL is who? Jake says, the one and only, the great gunslinger Brett Favre. Jake is talking crazy talk. John says, Joe Montana, and when Brady retires, I think he'll be in that conversation. I don't know how Brady can't be. He's got three Super Bowl titles. Now, anyone with multiple ones can be up there. Montana, Brady, Elway, Starr. Dan Marino was great, never won a Super Bowl. But, what about Troy Aikman? Aikman enters into the discussion too. I put Peyton. He's got to be in the top five. He has to be. A, he's got a Super Bowl, and I'll give him that. Plus, he's got all sorts of numbers. But can you put him ahead, even if he has better numbers, can you put him ahead of a Troy Aikman who... can you put him ahead of Troy Aikman, who's got multiple Super Bowls and doesn't have the numbers? I don't know that you can. And people say, well, Aikman had a much better team around him than Manning has had. Well, I don't recall many people saying, well, Manning has no team around him during the regular season. It's only when he loses in the playoffs and looks bad that people say, well, he didn't have a team. I'll tell you what, he had a defense yesterday. Denver's defense played well. It was just an old-fashioned choke job by Peyton Manning. We'll come back. One final segment, AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.